turning a corner.
It gives me more confidence that the forecast of an end of the recession and a beginning of a recovery is going to come true.
At any other time, though, Mark Zandi at MoodysEconomy.com says July's loss of a 250,000 jobs would be terrible. But nowadays, investors seem to think it justifies a rally. The Dow closed up about 114 points to its highest level of the year, Pam.
ABC's Aaron Kuchersky live in New York. President Obama also expressed optimism about a turnaround.
I am convinced that we can see a light at the end of the tunnel, but now we're going to have to move forward with confidence and conviction to reach the promise of a new day.
Americans are still spending less and doing more to avoid debt. The Federal Reserve says consumers borrowed less in June for the fifth month in a row. It may be another sign of the tough times. For the first time this decade, there was a decline in the number of births. Last year's drop brought an end to America's baby boomlet. Illinois authorities have finished gathering evidence from the suburban Chicago cemetery where employees allegedly dug up graves and resold plots. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says some remains will never be fully recovered.
A plane crash. You know who was on the plane. We have no ability to even with certitude tell you who's buried here because of the record situation, let alone who was disinterred and put in other locations throughout the cemetery.
The Ethics Committee says Democrats Kent Conrad and Chris Dodd broke no Senate rules with their loans from Countrywide Finance. And a spokesman says 88-year-old Eunice Kennedy Shriver is in critical condition at a Massachusetts hospital. Family members are at her side. You're listening to ABC News.
The Home Depot has a special buy on 18-gallon storage totes, just $3.44 each. That's a whole lot of organization for not a lot of cash. Reclaim your junk drawers. Find a new home for the off-season clothes. Or make quick work of all that stuff in your garage. It's all doable thanks to the 18-gallon storage totes you picked up for just $3.44 each. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for GEICO, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO, and GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded GEICO a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, we're keeping this straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
It's a scene being repeated across the country. Town hall meetings on health care reform turning into shouting and shoving matches. ABC's Matt Gutman reports from Miami.
Congresswoman Kathy Castor didn't get very far into her talk. Hecklers took over. An estimated 1,500 protesters outside clamored to get in. And some protesters rejected accusations that they'd been bussed in by Republican operators.
I am not a right-wing wacko. I was not hired by anybody or forced to come here by anybody.
It was one of several town hall meetings across the country interrupted by protesters. Matt Gutman, ABC News, Miami.
Marriage isn't always easy, but with the recession dragging on in a second year, many couples may be having more arguments about money. ABC's Richard Davies has more on that story.
Personal finance expert Kelly Kay says money is the leading cause of marriage problems.
It's the number one reason cited for divorces. And when I talk to couples across the country, it's their number one issue.
With the recession, she says, money is an even bigger problem.
It outranks sex. It outranks any other problem in marriage.
If you don't see eye to eye,
we want to come up with a spending plan.
Write things down.
That's when you sit down and you bring out all your bills and you crunch the numbers.
Really knowing what you spend and seeing it in black and white can really help. Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
Somewhere in America, Doug Hanshaw has just suffered a heart attack. He's being rushed to an unfamiliar hospital. Thankfully, his health records are already there. Because Doug is one of the 106 million Americans whose medical information is ready when needed, thanks to Siemens Electronic Health Records. Fast answers save lives. And the 69,000 Americans of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Pam Coulter, ABC News.
Life in prison without the possibility of parole for the man convicted of killing San Jose police officer Jeffrey Fontana nearly 8 years ago. KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. Deshaun Campbell was not eligible for the death penalty. San Francisco Police Chief Heather Fong is spending her last day in office today quietly with little fanfare. The new chief, George Gascon, is being sworn in this afternoon. And cargo passing through Stockton to the Port of Oakland will begin traveling on low-emission barges starting next summer to help decrease pollution emitted by diesel trucks that currently transport California's ag products for export. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In San Jose, northbound 101 on the connector route to northbound 880. It's a two-car crash on the shoulder. Fairfield accident, East 80 after the Cordelia truck scales. Fly away for less this fall on United. Visit united.com to book flights from San Francisco for as low as $49 each way. Round-trip purchase required. Additional taxes and fees apply. For the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Mostly sunny this afternoon with highs into the 70s, 70s and 80s for your Saturday. It's 67 and San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your tympanic membrane, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. A couple of interesting infectious disease notes to start with. There have been two cases in California of swine flu. Now, what does it mean? Well, first of all, swine influenza has a unique combination of genes, not normally or ever, I think, seen in flu viruses in humans or swine, this particular one. And maybe you get one person in the United States of America that gets swine flu every few years. And to my knowledge, all those people have been in contact with pigs. There have been 12 cases in the last 3-4 years, so a little bit of an uptick. But a couple of them, two of these kids, a 9-year-old boy, 9-year-old girl, had no contact with pigs. Increases the possibility of human-to-human transmission of this new virus. And one girl did attend an agricultural fair. And now, while she didn't have any contact with pigs, that's enough for me. So I'm not sure why they're saying this is so exceptional. And once again, whenever you see a new introduction of a virus from an animal to humans, you got to understand. You got to understand it, because that's the source of a lot of the world's most severe infections. I mean, we think HIV came from that. And as you know, influenza is a bird disease normally, but can infect swine. Human viruses can infect swine, and they mix in the throats of pigs. And that's the flu that all of us get. Well, another case of measles in Virginia, just to let you know what happens when there's a case. They found the person. The person went into a store. The store had to send out voicemail messages to 1,000 customers who shopped at the store during this man's shift. How do you find all customers and their emails? I have no idea. Alerting them to possible exposure. The man also had visited a Safeway, a 7-Eleven, a church. This is a big deal. This is a big deal. It says measles germs can linger in the air for up to 2 hours. And that puts at risk people who have not been vaccinated. And that includes babies. You know, in the first year of life, we don't, and they are vulnerable. People born before 57, when the vaccine came out, are considered to be immune because of disease. We are assumed you caught it as a kid. And in this area, 94% of kindergartners and 98% of sixth graders are vaccinated. And this many cases is now the sixth case in the region is very rare. And we'll see. And I'll warn you, if you don't vaccinate your kids and your kids spread that virus to somebody else, you're going to be sued into oblivion. Okay? Not to mention putting your kids and other kids at risk. All right, at risk here. What do you think of this case? Here's a woman forced the daughter into prostitution to have sexual intercourse with men in exchange for money after school to cover her cell phone bills. Some parents take this a little seriously. The mother got 3 years and 6 months in prison. And of course, this is, not of course, but this is happening in the largest mobile phone market in the world, where 96% of high school students have a cell phone. And it's Japan. I find that really, really a strange one. This may be a little strange one. Here's a mother who uses a Bible to cover cover a kid's butt. wait a second. Uses the Bible as an excuse of why the kid can't fit the school dress code to cover the child's butt. No, the dress code wouldn't. I need to explain. The dress code was you got to tuck your shirt in. Right? Maybe you all heard that as kids. Tuck your shirt in, it'll look sloppy. This woman went to the school board, put up a big fuss, and she quoted Timothy 2:9, which dictates that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing. She interpreted that to the school board to mean that I don't want her behind showing. I don't want her body exposed. So the mother said she wants her daughter to wear the shirt out, not tucked in. And now, of course, all kinds of questions are being raised in this community. Does anyone who cites scripture get a pass on dress requirements? I feel I'm being persecuted for being a Christian, she told the board. There will be a day of reckoning, and you will have to answer to God. A little extreme, don't you think? I'm going to have to answer to God because my kid tucks in their shirt. The school board president, Jerry Christian is his name, supported her request. And there you have America today. And the district attorney said that in Texas, parents may get exemptions to uniform rules if they cite religious beliefs. Okay. Speaking of something similar here, I cannot give you official statistics, but there is indication here that abortions and vasectomies are way up during the recession. Now, of course, they have interviews with people here, women who got pregnant and said, I can't afford another child. She has to work. And a whole list of women here saying the same thing and guys heading into vasectomies. Now, unfortunately, the last year we have data on abortions is 2005. And the rate was way down. National Abortion Federation's a hotline seeking abortion information is ringing off the hook, according to the group's president. And they profile some recent inquiries. And so that does make sense, doesn't it? All right, here comes the Pope again. This time, well, he's gotten kind of controversial. You know, there is this UN meeting in Geneva that a lot of countries have boycotted because in the first day, Ahmadinejad made headlines and accused Israel, United States, as being racist states, prompted a lot of delegates to leave, and they urged the Vatican to boycott the meeting alongside Germany, Poland, Netherlands, Canada, Israel, New Zealand, Australia, list all the countries, but the Pope felt it's important to have a religious voice at such forums. Nevertheless, what's happening now is that if you want to choose a genetic characteristic of your baby, it threatens to breed new forms of racism. This has to do with choosing the color of your child's eyes. Now, I got to tell you something. You cannot choose 99% of characteristics by manipulating genetics because eye color might be something that happens because of one gene. And we can kind of predict. If you tell me your mother and your father's eye color, we can get a pretty good idea and predict statistically. But you cannot, unless you have two blue-eyed parents, their eggs, their sperm will always have the blue. And it goes into this, and the Pope talked about a subcategory of human beings or the elimination of human beings that don't fulfill. Well, that's a little extreme. There's so many more real-world problems today, Mr. Pope, you know, including HIV. And, of course, you know, this has been a worldwide reaction to the Pope's comment that condoms help spread HIV. FDA, ticking a lot of people off here. Making access over-the-counter available for the morning-after pill to 17-year-olds. It'll take about 10 months or so to institute this. The government is not going to appeal this decision, and this is the undoing of politics and an unholy alliance with religion from the previous 8 years, and we're seeing lots of legislation along those lines. I'm sure a lot of you are upset. Some people upset in Iowa over the Supreme Court decision to allow same-sex couples to marry. And now you have a few judges that are going to give up doing marriages at all. Because it says here, you can't talk to... I mean, the big conservative complaint was about judges picking and choosing what law to enforce. Well, here it is, the flip side of it. It opens up complete to personal values, all the judges, and it's a big Pandora's box. And what a judge can do, though, if a judge agrees to conduct marriages for opposite-sex couples but refuses gay couples, they'll get in trouble for that. Judges and magistrate judges have discretion whether they choose to participate in weddings or not. That is legal. So here is one judge, and maybe others to follow, who will stop doing weddings. And, of course, the reaction is, oh, my God, people are not going to be able to get married. And oh, my, please, give it a break. There are plenty of people who will marry you in Iowa. Who's worried about that? What could go wrong here? You know, television stations sometimes come up with crazy gimmicks to try to get viewers. And this particular suburb in Minneapolis did that. And the idea was to create a, you know, pedophile mobile cruiser and have a reporter drive around in a van and try to get kids to come up to the van to talk to kids. One of the things they were going to do was to ask children for directions. And police said this is not illegal. They don't endorse it. And remind your children that they're not to speak to strangers, etc. And, of course, parents are saying, suppose my kid knows how terrible a prospect it might be to be approached by a stranger. Being the target of an unmarked van from this television station could be traumatic and terrifying. Suppose your kid doesn't get it, makes the mistake of talking to a reporter. Lesson learned, I guess, but should he be punished, ashamed, going to be on TV? Right, everybody's going to see. So not a good idea, and evidently the television station has pulled the story after reaction from parents. I think a smart news director should have seen that one coming. If you're overweight, oh, we've been, it's funny, been having a lot of stories about overweight people, mostly in relationship to the airlines, where Air Canada will give you a free extra seat while the rest of us have to pay an extra 5 pounds in our suitcases we pay. We're United and most American airlines, if you're bumped from a flight, I won't go through the details here, but there's a situation where you will be required to buy the extra seat if you cannot lower the armrest. Hello, that's fair to me if I'm sitting next to you. I am really sorry. I don't want your smoke blowing in my face. I don't want your belly in my lap. I think that's only appropriate. If it might be incentive for you to do something about it if you have to buy 2 plane tickets, where in Canada they consider you to be disabled. It's a gray area, a strange one. What about this one? Fat people, are a major cause in the increase in carbon dioxide gas emissions and global warming. Fat people more likely to drive, adding to the damage. The numbers are kind of astounding. You know, being fat is like driving a gas guzzler. Every fat person is responsible for emitting a ton more carbon dioxide to the atmosphere compared to a thin one. That's an extra billion tons of CO2, according to World Health Organization, for overweight people. And providing all that extra food that you eat is an astounding number also, and that adds to carbon emissions. Anyway, the article, you can see where they're going with this. And overall, food production accounts for a fifth of greenhouse gases, so it's a significant number. In reverse, it's also easier to get in your car, pick up a pint of milk than to walk when you're overweight, and it goes on and on and on and on. And I can't argue with it. Speaking of dieting, were we speaking of dieting? The footnotes and this idea of looking at the Bush administration, the memos, and justifying limiting the amount of food is fed to prisoners, the Bush administration memo, which, listen, it's a gray area, from the Office of Legal Counsel to the Attorney General's office, argued that restricting caloric intake of terrorist suspects was medically safe because people in the United States diet along those lines voluntarily. So if you're a person who, let's say, diets and you only eat 500 calories a day, it's therefore justifiable to deny a prisoner, you know, food. I don't understand the whole thing at all, tell you the truth. I mean, prison is punishment. We do have a Geneva Convention, and we have certainly violated that. And it goes on, while detainees subject to dietary manipulation are obviously situated differently from individuals with voluntary engaged commercial weight loss programs, we note that widely available commercial weight loss programs in the U.S. employ diets, you know, 1,000 kilocalories a day for sustained periods. And once again, I'm not quite sure what to make of that. This has a little more meat in it. Australia's Miss Universe contest thrown into controversy when doctors and dietitians complained the leading finalist was skin and bones. Sydney model Stephanie Naumoska was down to the finalists, and the event promotes healthy proportioned bodies. That's what caught my eye. In the newspaper headline, Bony or Beautiful, she is almost 6 feet tall, 108 pounds. She claims she's of Macedonian heritage, which accounts for her extreme thinness. And other people going, Macedonian body type, no such thing. But she claimed, listen, Asian women are thinner. And there you go. And this whole deal about what image are we promoting to young women. All right, friends, it is the season of grilling. Hey, how do you like your steak, fella? Medium rare? Rare? Well done? Well, how you answer that question could have a lot to do with your risk for an extremely serious, as in fatal, illness. We'll talk about grilling and meat and that whole controversy all over again, according to new data coming out today. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
Join the revolution!
It's more than just a shift or a movement. It's a revolution to change the way things have been done and improve our future. Join Planet Orange in changing outdated methods of caring for your home with a host of innovative home solutions, including a revolutionary alternative method of termite control. Planet Orange eradicates termites from your home or business using orange oil, which is derived from a rind of an orange. And it's so effective that they back their claims with an industry-leading 2-year unconditional guarantee. For a free in-home inspection, go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Not only is Planet Orange America's largest certified orange oil specialist, they're a trusted Bay Area company. Learn more about the services offered by Planet Orange. Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE.
Join the revolution!
Want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. And be well with Dr. Dean Adell.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Lori in Monterey, California. How you doing, Lori?
Hi, Dr. Dean. I love your show. Let me just start out by saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering what your feelings were. Our daughter has been diagnosed as being bipolar. And I wanted to know what your feelings were on lithium versus homeopathic remedies.
Wow. Lithium versus homeopathy for bipolar. And she's been diagnosed by, a real psychiatrist, and she really has it? I mean, it's a kind of a...
Twice. We had her done twice because I don't believe, and I was just very stunned by it. And they both said that it was a low level. I don't know if you know. Right. I don't know what that really means, but it's not the crazy bipolar, as they... That's what, right. How they explained it to us.
Well, a bipolar person should go from depression to another state. The classic would be a manic state where they're up and... other states, but it's about the mood swings, so I don't blame you for being shocked by it, and it's a serious illness. But Laura, I got to sit you down and got to read you the riot act. Have you found anybody who's proposing homeopathy for this?
Yes, I have. I only through somebody that I know. I guess her sister does this.
Right.
I was just looking into all different aspects,
right,
and avenues of what we can do to make a,
right,
a decision on what to do.
Right. Well, I hate, this is a tough one, because I hate to take the decision away from you, but you know there are a lot of people who commit suicide. This is a serious, potentially fatal illness, and I would say that you're not in the position to make this decision. Anybody proposing homeopathy for bipolar disease should be put in jail. Okay? They should be reported to the police. You can send me their name, and I'll make sure it happens. This is a potentially fatal illness. Nobody in a rational mind would propose homeopathy for bipolar illness, and you need to understand what homeopathy is. Let's suppose you could devise a treatment. Homeopathy says like cures like. That if there were a drug out there that would induce bipolar disease, and let's say if I gave you methamphetamine, or speed, that would kind of reproduce the disease. So you would go up and be high, and everything would be positive and wonderful, even though you'd be irrational, and then you'd crash and get very depressed. So if I were to make a homeopathic remedy, I would put some methamphetamine in a jar of water, I'd shake it up really good, and I'd pour that mixture into your swimming pool. Then I'd mix that up really good. I'd take a jar of the resulting mixture, and I'd shake that up and put it in your neighbor's swimming pool. I then would take a jar of that mixture and would keep doing that until there's nothing left but swimming pool water, that there's no amphetamine left in it. That is what is considered a cure in homeopathy. And I know it sounds nonsensical, but we live in that kind of a world where people accept things because they just hear from a neighbor or a friend without looking into exactly what it is. So if you were throwing up, I would find something that makes you throw up, right? And a lot of you have stuff in your medicine cabinet, for emergencies, which we actually don't approve of anymore. And I dilute it. But this is such a serious illness. You need a good psychiatrist. Lithium is not the only medication. Your child may need a range of medications to stabilize her moods. And there's a range of stuff that, that happens. And, treating bipolar illness is one of the more significant, triumphs of pharmaceutical medicine. And as I said, that homeopathy has no place, zero, no place, and that person should be stopped before they harm somebody. And that's where all this, interest in, quote, alternative medicine, it turns dangerous, and folks can be, can be hurt. And so I really urge you to, talk to a variety, if you'd like to, talk to a variety of psychiatrists to get some opinions, but I doubt you'll find any of them who would say don't treat her with medication, because medication helps. And again, you were smart to, because it's a tricky diagnosis. And by the way, I'm going to meet you halfway in this, Lori. I mean, for a while with youngsters, this was a, quote, fad diagnosis. And a lot of kids were diagnosed with it when they were way too young and were before we can tell. But your daughter sounds like this is legitimate. And so please promise me no homeopathy. All right. Your daughter has a right to be treated rationally. All right, we're going to talk about Greenland season. How do you like it, fella? Rare, medium well, or what? I'll tell you what that means in terms of your risk of disease. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Eunice Kennedy Shriver, the sister of President John F. Kennedy and the mother of California's First Lady Maria Shriver, is listed in critical condition at a Massachusetts hospital. Family members are reportedly at her side. There was a slight dip in the nation's unemployment rate last month, down to 9.4%. America's baby boomlet is over. National Center for Health Statistics reports the 4,247,000 births last year was 68,000 fewer than 2007. Blame it on the recession. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting mostly sunny and continued cool this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Ready to take that vacation in your own backyard? Get into Frelin's during their store-wide clearance sale and save up to 50% on selected items throughout the store. For the past 50 years, Frelin's has been helping Bay Area residents improve their outdoor living areas with the finest quality outdoor furniture. Whether you want to relax with a book in a swivel club chair, have a leisurely dinner al fresco, or lounge around the pool on a chaise, Frelin's has everything you need to create a fabulous resort right in your own backyard. You can relax, unwind, and vacation just by opening up your back door. Save up to 50% with the lowest prices of the season at Frelin's store-wide clearance sale. Hurry in now. Discounts are limited to stock on hand. Ask about their free buy now, pay later financing. Serving the Bay Area since 1959 in San Ramon, San Rafael, and their clearance center in Fairfield, or online at Frelin's.com. Frelin's, love your planet, live outdoors.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck, and if you've been paying attention to all of the economic news that you've heard, you know we're going through a real economic crisis, the biggest since the Great Depression. That's why I've told you before that I own gold. Gold is one of the few investments that have gone up in value in recent years, and I buy my gold from Goldline. I've been out in Los Angeles. I've met with the people. I know the owners of Goldline. I know the people behind it. They've been in business since 1960. You don't stay in business that long if you're not doing the right thing for your customers. These are the people that have been helping Americans own gold for almost 50 years now. I was a customer of theirs before they were a customer of mine. Call and ask them how you can acquire gold that is shipped directly to you. Call Goldline 1-800-556-GOLD. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important information about buying gold to see if it's right for you. That's 1-800-556-4653. Call Goldline today, 800-556-GOLD, 800-556-4653.
Hey, I see you decided to go into the power business.
What? Oh, my new solar panels.
Generating electricity from the sun, huh?
Well, I like to think of it as generating money.
Beautiful money. Those are some good-looking panels, man.
Thanks. They're the new solar panels from Solar City.
Sleek. Black. Those are cool.
Yeah, and even better, I got them for no money down, and my monthly payment is less than my old electric bill. Now that's cool.
So you're cash positive?
Yep.
No big upfront cost. You pay as you go.
Yeah, it's Solar City's solar lease program. Zero down, and you save from day one.
Great panels. Hey, I'll give it to you. A very cool way to generate money.
Solar City's exclusive solar panels are available through Solar Lease with no money down on approved credit. You'll be cash positive from day one. Visit SolarCity.com or call 1-877-323-SOLAR. That's 1-877-323-SOLAR. Solar City. We're changing the world, one home at a time. Contractor's license 888-104, 3.9% annual increase on 15-year lease. For disclosures, call 1-877-323-SOLAR.
Are you suffering with chronic knee pain? Come to a free seminar, Live Life Without Knee Pain, on Friday, August 14th from noon until 1 p.m. at St. Francis Hospital, located at the corner of Bush and Hyde Streets on Knob Hill in San Francisco. To reserve your space, call 1-800-333-1355. Find out how you can be free of knee pain at St. Francis Hospital. Call 1-800-333-1355. 800-333-1355. Shop at the men's store inside JCPenney's now and get 25% off men's gold toe socks and jockey underwear. The standard in quality, comfort, and fit. Available at JCPenney.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. This is up in the ante on how you like your meat when you grill it. And the conclusion here is if you like your meat well done, especially red meat, your risk of pancreas cancer, which is just about the worst of, I mean, it's among the worst three or four cancers that there is in terms of survival, 60-70% higher. Now, normally I would dispense with this because I would have assumed it was done by asking people with pancreas cancer, so, fella, what'd you eat through your life? not always the most accurate way of doing this, but they started out with 62,000 healthy people. And they documented what they actually ate. And they followed them for 9 years. You know, let me quickly do an aside here. Do you have any idea the effort that takes? Keep medical records in 62,000 people, keep track of them, phone them, call them, get them in for the follow-ups, etc. You know, we do these stories, dozens of them, dozens and dozens and dozens a week. And, you know, most people don't appreciate what it takes in time, effort, and money. So over the 9 years, 208 of these people had pancreas cancer. When you divided those people into five groups based on how much charred meat, like burgers, they ate, those with pancreas cancer were far more likely to be in the top two groups. Quote, we found that those who preferred very well-done steak were 60% more likely to get pancreas cancer as those who ate steak less well-done. Now, your overall odds of getting pancreas cancer, of course, is small. My father liked his meat. I mean, lived to be 90, didn't get pancreas cancer, and liked his meat. I mean, it was black, and you could bounce it off the steak. My life as a kid was spent with my dad sending meat back to the kitchen in a restaurant, and it usually would take two times to convince the chef to burn it to a crisp. So obviously not everyone who, everything's a calculated risk. You know my feelings about that. Well, let's talk to Tara. How you doing, Tara? Welcome to the program. Dr. Dean Adele here.
Hello. Oh, hi, Dr. Adele. Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I have a question regarding measles. I've been hearing you talk a lot about measles mm-hmm. and things that are happening in the news right now. Mm-hmm. 8 years ago when I was pregnant, through all the testing, it came up that I was not vaccinated for rubella.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in my 40s. Found this out after I had my child. I didn't do anything at that time because I was breastfeeding, and it wasn't the time to do anything. I'm wondering now how this affects me and what I should be doing. Is it safe to get a vaccination in my 40s? Should I be worried about?
Well, now let's talk again. You're not getting pregnant again, nor are you pregnant, right?
No, I am not.
Right.
I'm not.
Well, here's the deal. Rubella, I mean, the shot, MMR shot, has rubella. Rubella, if you get rubella while you're pregnant, you got a 25% chance of having a child with severe birth defects. So that has pretty much been very uncommon and eliminated. And we've even found you can vaccinate, we think, women while they're pregnant in case that ever were to come up again. In general, I'm trying to wonder what the tests were you had. If you... I mean, before, you know, we're going back now when we first came up with that vaccine, as I said earlier, in the 50s. And so anyone born before then is assumed to have had measles. And I'm just wondering whether they recommend, I don't know the answer, by the way, to your question directly, whether they recommend a booster shots for someone who is presumed to not have it. And I suppose I'd ask your doctor whether the test could confirm it and whether it's worth vaccinating you, only because we worry most about kids, and adults can harbor it and can spread it. This case we just talked about can. And there is, I can't think of a downside, in an adult, you know, being vaccinated. I just don't know what the CDC policy is. So what we might do is go to the website, the CDC website, and see what the recommendation is for an adult who has a negative antibody test, which I have to assume is what they did during pregnancy, but I don't want to assume that. And whether we do ask adults to get boosters, because we find that the vaccine is not perfect, like all vaccines. It just greatly reduces your risk and your chance, and your level of antibodies becomes important and is hard to predict. So, all right, let's talk to John. This is Dr. Adele. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Adele. It's John. How are you?
Fine, sir.
You're so right to comment at length and explain about homeopathy. I come across so many people that don't really get, or they can't seem to believe that there's just nothing in it. You know, they see it on the store shelves, they talk to friends, and I came across this one girl recently whose mother is an MD, but recommends homeopathy for her daughter and her children. I couldn't believe that. But at any rate, I've come up with a few just sort of common sense things, because, you know, when you talk to people and with discussions about medicine and it turns in towards the scientific method and you try to explain things, you'll see people's eyes glaze over really quickly. Yep. So I've come up with just a couple of common sense things, like number one about homeopathy. You tell people there's no overdose potential for it, and any medication, I'll tell people, for instance, you go to the grocery store, the health food store, and you get me two or three bottles of homeopathic sleeping remedy. And you know what? I'll take them all. Because there's
nothing. Oh, I love it, John. That's fantastic. That's brilliant. I wish I were still doing TV. I'd go do that with a television station and stand on a street corner and drink a gallon of homeopathic sleep remedy. Oh, fantastic. Go ahead. Keep going.
You look on the shelves in the homeopathic section. Where's the homeopathic birth control? Do they have that? Absolutely not. It's not going to work.
I got to write this down.
Yeah, so, you know, there's lots of things. I do it with all kinds of alternative medicine. You know about acupuncture and how they believe it releases chi, and this chi is energy that flows through your body. I just simply say, you know what? What unit of measurement does this chi come in? Is it amps, volts, calories? What is it? There's no measurement for it. You know, here's the one, you know, and you know about chiropractic, and the very first chiropractic patient, you know, was a guy that was supposedly cured of deafness. So I asked my chiropractor friend, I said, you know what? When you open your chiropractic shop in the morning, where are all the deaf people? Is there a line of them around the corner? No, of course not.
John, you are a font of fun stuff. I love the homeopathic thing. And, you know, people wonder, well, how in the heck are we allowed to sell it? Well, the same huge loophole that they sell all kinds of junk, and homeopathy got grandfathered in way, way, way long ago. And, you know, now it's become this big industry and everybody's just afraid. And, probably the biggest supporter of all this in the world is Prince Charles, who drives me nuts. I'm sure you too, John, who just goes on and on and on about all this stuff. And it's silly. It's silly. You'd have to defy the laws of physics to explain to me how something with nothing in it becomes a medicine. Now you talked about something, though, I got to make a comment on. MDs. Well, I got to say something. I have met medical doctors who've somehow figured out how to memorize it all and get through and pass all the tests, who just haven't got any common sense. But most of them, when I nail them in a corner and I go, Lace, wait, where'd you go to medical school? Well, I went, oh, did you ever learn about my, well, yes. And if I nail them, you find a lot of them say the following. It's so popular today, there are no side effects, and so I use it as a placebo, and people walk away thinking I'm really cool, and they pay cash. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. It's, they believe it anyway. And if you just poo-poo it, they're going to run out and find another doctor. And so often, if you are practicing alternative medicine, because insurance companies won't pay for most of this nonsense, you're paying cash. And so doctors feel that they're capable of separating out those of you who have serious illness and really need care versus those of you who are what we call behind your backs the worried well. And for those who are just the worried well and into space age, you know, into the new age stuff, we just figure we'll give it to them, make them happy, they'll go away with a smile on their faces. That's the best that I can figure. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800, thank you, John, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm going to go have me some homeopathic vodka. What do you think of that?
It's that time again. Time to get fast. It's when Comcast Business Class gives you the chance to get the tools your small business needs at a price you can't pass up. For a limited time, you can get up to 6 months of Comcast Business Class Internet for free when you order Business Class Voice with a 2-year agreement. That's our super fast internet connection free for 6 months when you get full featured voice. Give your small business the upgrade it deserves and save money by doing it. But act soon, because the time to get fast will be over before you know it. Call Comcast Business Class today at 800-391-3000 and get your small business 6 months of internet for free. That's 800-391-3000. When you can get the tools you need at a price you can afford, that's not small business, that's fast business.
All friends September 7th, 2009. New business class customers only. Early termination fees apply. Number of free months of internet depends on number of voice lines. Must have one fully featured voice line. Equipment installation taxes and phone fees extra.
Cirque Magnifique live on the beach at the admission-free Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Join us for this high-intensity acrobatic spectacular with two free shows Sunday through Thursday, July 12th through August 20th. These world-class French-Canadian performers grace the Boardwalk's beach bandstand with their gravity-defying balance, amazing acrobatics, colorful clowns, and more. Visit beachboardwalk.com for showtimes and information. Don't miss the thrill of Cirque Magnifique, free at the Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Warm sand, cool surf, and the hot new ride, Sea Swings. What are you waiting for? The admission-free Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com for great ride discounts and get to the beach. The boardwalk is open daily.
At Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk in the warm California sun.
Boardwalk!
This is the sound of someone getting something they can use.
Wow, socks.
And this is the sound of someone getting something everyone could really, really, really use.
I just won gas for life from 76 Gasoline!
Now, for a limited time, when you fill up with 10 gallons or more at 76, you'll not only help maximize your mileage, you'll get a Win Gas for Life game card. Then just visit 76gasforlife.com to see if you've won. No purchase necessary. Must be at least 18 to enter. For full details, eligibility criteria, odds, and official rules, visit the website or a participating 76 store. Ends 8/31/09.
Honey, I want to talk to you.
What about?
Well, I went to the Monterey Bay Aquarium's new seahorse exhibit, and, well, you're not like a seahorse. There are so many things that you could be doing that you're just not.
Like what?
Like dancing.
Not that again.
Yes, that again. Seahorses dance for hours. They're romantics. And the male seahorse can't take his eyes off the female.
Well, if my eyes moved independently of each other, I'd watch you constantly, too.
Fall in love again at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. For tickets and information, go to MontereyBayAquarium.org.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I have been coffee squirting out of my nose here over a comment Heather made. That homeopathic birth control, you could make that with just a teeny itsy bitsy amount of sperm. And it makes perfect sense, right? In other words, in homeopathy, you give a person the thing, a substance that causes the symptom or disease you think you're treating, and then dilute it down till there's nothing there. So sperm causes pregnancy. So you therefore put some sperm in a jar and mix it up and keep diluting it down in the swimming pools, like I mentioned, and voila. And of course, to piggyback on John's comment, no one has ever committed suicide with anything homeopathic. I wish I had a bottle of homeopathic sleep remedy here. I'd drink it for you and finish the show, and we'd be fine. Okay. Let's talk to Peter. How you doing, Peter?
I'm doing well, Dr. Dean. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Down here in Santa Rosa, I don't know if it was. I can't remember if it was from syndicated reports or anything. But we've had a big debate about the vaccinations of children, and it's, you know,
yep,
every year. I was sitting at the computer one night, and you mentioned you'd seen a video. I typed in whooping cough video, and I'm saying,
yep,
this to everybody that's listening that doubts vaccinations. If you want to see an infant gasping for breath, type in whooping cough videos and select many different videos and many different conditions and teenagers, and it's just horrible. I was so distressed by it, and now with the vaccinations and the homeopathy, and I'm doing a project, I thought, great, I remembered to call you. And I've never seen it before, and like you said, it's horrible, especially this was an infant. It was an infant in her mother's arms, gasping.
Peter, I can't, I mean, this is the beauty of talk radio right here before us, and of course, the fabulous resource the internet can be, because it can work against you also. Videos, and I'll tell you something, that's all I've ever seen. I'm fortunate enough to, in my medical career, never seen a case of whooping cough, but in medical school, we sure saw it, and it is the most horrible thing. I would say the parents who are just even, if you're even debating this, I just can't imagine why you're interested in this program or why you're listening here. You should have your TV on and be watching some other nonsense. But if you are, if you can imagine when the child exhales with the cough and they can't inhale, they essentially suffocate to death. It's like they're drowning. It is a horrible, horrible death, and it is the most painful thing to watch. And you would risk doing that to your child? You call yourself a parent? Come on. And then where you are is a center, for some reason, of this big anti-vaccination debate. And you're referring to a study the LA Times did, oh, I'd say about 3 weeks ago, and they looked at schools. And in your area are some schools where 76% of kids are not vaccinated. Parents, pull your kids out of those schools. Pull your kids out of those schools. You're risking their lives, because in that school is where an outbreak is likely to happen. And I in Santa Rosa, in Sebastopol, is a bunch of these schools. In Santa Rosa, I'm reading 1, 2, 3, 4, where half of these kids, the charter schools, Waldorf schools, are not vaccinated. You have a right to know when you put a kid in a school what percentage of kids are vaccinated. Occidental, Forestville, Healdsburg, Sebastopol. I'm reading a list of the most unvaccinated places. Sebastopol, Santa Rosa. And, of course, we get up into County I live in here, in Mendocino County, and there's quite a representation there also. So I'd pull my kid out of that school. And if your kid catches this disease from another kid in a school, you sue those parents. You sue that school out of business. That's what lawyers are for. Sometimes they can help. And, yeah, I'd wonder, Heather's saying, I wonder if some of these anti-vaccinationists, if the high-profile ones, you know, the Jim Carreys and the Jenny, I heard them backpedal, by the way. We're not saying that you shouldn't vaccinate your children. We're saying that there are questions that should be raised because there's so many vaccines. And you know, you can't trust the CDC and you can't trust the American Academy of Pediatricians. You can trust us. Can you imagine? Trust them. And that was a comment I have, from the paper yesterday. Hey, I got to take a deep breath. I got to take some homeopathic Valium here, which I will do, and I'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255.
You know, Brett, I just read somewhere that most of us during our lifetime will spend about 220,000 hours just sleeping.
Oh, that's a lot of hours. But what about the others, Rosie, who toss and turn, they count sheep, just trying to get that good night's sleep?
And most of the time, counting really doesn't help. But there's one thing that everyone can do to increase the chances of getting that good night's sleep.
Buy a brand new mattress set. So many people are still sleeping on the old saggy mattress and box springs they had in college, or ones passed along from grandma, the ones with the paisley flowers.
Oh, I know them well. So now's a great time to buy, because the folks at Sleep Train are offering a wonderful deal.
It is the interest-free for three event, which ends soon at Sleep Train.
Now that means for a limited time, Sleep Train will give you 3 years of interest-free financing on your approved credit when you choose selected Simmons and Sealy mattress sets.
Even Tempur-Pedic, the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, or the Vera Wang Organic Collection by Serta during Sleep Train's interest-free for 3 years event, which ends soon.
So hurry into Sleep Train today and get more than 1,000 hours of restful sleep on your new bed.
Sounds
and
nice.
Pay no interest, huh?
Sleep Train, always your ticket to a better night's sleep, guaranteed.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free Rosetta Stone demo CD. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo CD to try it for yourself.
Okay, but I've tried to learn a new language before and it was always too hard.
Well, Rosetta Stone is a completely natural way to learn a new language, just like you learned your first language. No tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. It even comes in over 30 languages. Oh, but there is one thing.
The catch, right?
You could start speaking a new language in less than 10 minutes.
Aha! Uh-huh. Wait, did you say 10 minutes?
To get your free demo CD from Rosetta Stone, call now, 1-800-500-3193. Experience for yourself the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. For your free demo CD, call now, 1-800-500-3193. That's 1-800-500-3193.
SF Chef's Food Wine is a four-day food and wine event August 6th through the 9th, celebrating the unique flavor of Northern California. Gene Burns will be broadcasting the Dining Around with Gene Burns show live from Union Square Saturday, August 8th. Anilon Gourmet Kitchenware and Black Stallion Winery are proud sponsors of this live broadcast. Black Stallion Winery is committed to crafting exquisite, ultra-premium wines that reflect the elegance and complexity of the Oak Knoll District of Napa Valley and are available exclusively from the winery and through Black Stallion italianwinery.com. Anilon Gourmet Kitchenware is committed to meeting and exceeding the expectations of anyone who's passionate about delicious, well-prepared food. Anilon is meticulously crafted to please the eye and last a lifetime. SF Chef's Food Wine is August 6th to the 9th in Union Square and surrounding hotels and retail spaces, as well as restaurants throughout the city. Go to sfchefsfoodwine.com for tickets and information, and listen to Gene Burns broadcasting live August 8th from Union Square starting at 10 a.m.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk to Dan. How you doing, Dan?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm a volunteer firefighter, and I took a swift water rescue class this last weekend. Had a great time, a three-day class. But my question is, the instructor was giving us potassium pills and B vitamins for when we get in the 47-degree water, we wouldn't get muscle cramps or as bad. Is there any truth to that? And if so, how much are we supposed to take? And how soon? That kind of thing.
Boy, swift water rescue. Well, first, good for you. That's a heck of a thing. Most people have no idea what water that temperature feels like. We have a river that goes through our property, and we're always waiting for the water temperature to get to a point where we can go swimming in the spring and the summer. It ain't there yet, and it's quite a shock. And you all see pictures of folks, diving through a hole in the ice. You know, there are certain rituals, certain places in the world from the former Soviet Union, you know, places in America, and you have only so much time, or you're a goner. And a lot of it has to do, mostly the factor has to do with your body fat, because fat is insulation. I have not heard at all, or do I have any evidence, that taking B vitamins or potassium will make a difference. Potassium, I mean, I can think of a rationale, but I don't know whether it's ever been tested. And if it were tested, you couldn't test it in humans, of course, because it would be dangerous. But I suppose you could give animals and throw them in a cold water and see how they other mammals. So to my knowledge, but and this is what the instructor said to do, I can't see any harm in it, you know, aforehand. And I suppose by the time the show ends, we'll have phone calls or emails from folks telling us whether they know of any studies. What do you like in terms of your body type? Are you thinner, or you have more fat?
No, I wouldn't say I'm fat, but I got a little belly going. But I'm pretty muscular. I'm 6 foot, 210.
Right.
Very active, and I have a little fat, but not in my legs and arms or anything. So it was pretty cold.
Oh, bet.
Have any problems with cramping? And I took a bunch of these potassium pills that he was handing out, but a couple of the guys didn't on the last day and were having some cramping problems. So I was kind of given some credence.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, that could be coincidence. And taking a lot of potassium, of course, can be bad for people with certain kinds of heart problems. But I'm assuming that the amount is not going to be dangerous. So we'll leave that one open, Dan. Thanks for the call. All right. Join us in the next program, won't you? Till then, be well.
This show was pre-recorded.
Macy's
Thank you for
summer clearance sizzles with new price reductions on the items you want now. Swimwear, tees, shorts, shoes, handbags, jewelry, and more. Plus, take an extra 50% off already reduced fashions for men and women. An extra 40% off already reduced home prices on towels, sheets, china, kitchen electrics, luggage, and more. Hot enough for ya? It's Macy's Big Summer Clearance. Exclusions apply. Savings off clearance prices.
Hello Health helps you connect with your doctor in person and online. It's that simple.
Meet Dr. Jay Parkinson, owner of a new kind of medical practice in Brooklyn, New York.
As the business grows, I'm going to need all the help I can get. But the great thing is, I'll be able to issue Visa business cards to my employees and even set spending limits, so I can control who spends how much and know what they're spending it on.
Learn how Visa business helps Dr. J control spending in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon from Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $17 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-400-3088. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-400-3088. That's 1-800-400-3088.
Hi, it's Gil Gross coming up on KGO. Do we really know who an alcoholic is? KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland at 2.
From ABC News, I'm Charles Gibson. Another 250,000 Americans lost their jobs in July, but the payroll cuts were less than expected, and the unemployment rate actually went down to 9.4%. That was cause for optimism at the White House. ABC's Ann Compton with more.
He sees it, Charlie, as a promising trend.